shelf, as it's said these days. Yet you certainly spend money as if you were still seeking a husband. He tapped the stack of papers with his fingertips. Her bills, no doubt. You have no plans for an unexpected windfall, do you? He lifted his brows. Actually, she did, but certainly nothing she meant to share with him. Not just yet, at least. Not until she built up the readership of her Lady Observer column in the Society Journal, to the point where it generated a decent income. And by decent income, she meant the ability to afford more than a new dress once a year and a few sweets each month. She sat quiet as a mouse, unmoving on the dreaded squeak seat. He took her silence as surrender to his sound logic and proceeded, "Violet, I have indulged your desire to remain unwed long enough. It is high time you were married." Violet's heart knocked hard in her chest. "Please do not make me... father." He pinched the bridge of his nose, then laboriously lowered his hand back to the desk. "I anticipated that might be your response. If you refuse to wed, I'm afraid I will have to insist that you retire to the country." Violet nodded slowly. Retire to the country. It was not ideal, but she would readily take it over marriage. "As it happens, your sister is seeking a governess and would appreciate assistance with the children until she finds one." Squeak. Drat.
"Which sister?"
Violet asked quickly to cover up the groan of springs. "Please don't let it be Sophie. Please don't let it be Sophie. Please, 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 be anyone but Sophie." "Sophie," her father answered. At that, Violet's insides withered with dread. Sophie had four children. They were an unruly, spoiled lot, resorting often to screaming fits as well as biting and all manner of awful habits. Violet shuddered.
"They've been through four governesses already, this year."
Lord Hollingston's expression was implacable. "Which is why I suppose she requires another."
"I would prefer not to, please," Violet said as prettily as was possible.
Her father remained unmoved. "Your only option, I'm afraid, is to either wed by the end of the season, or retire to the country and assist Sophie." Violet's mouth fell open.
"Papa, it is most likely only 3 weeks until the end of the season. Perhaps a month at most."
He steepled his fingers. "So it is.
Might I have the summer to think it over?"
The chair cried out beneath her, but she didn't care.
"Perhaps next season."
"You've had 6 already," he spoke dryly, as his fingertips found their way to tap against the stack of bills. She didn't have to look to know they were from the modiste, the milliner and other various shops she frequented. She had needed that clothing. In order to glean gossip for the Lady Observer, she had to move freely among the ton. How was such a thing possible in an old frock? "There will be no negotiation." Lord Hollingston got to his feet and indicated the door. She had been dismissed with the worst of choices laid out before her. He walked around the desk and followed her out of the study. "I am not doing this to be cruel." His tone was gentler. "You cannot simply exist in life like this, Violet. You need purpose." She pressed her lips together. She did have purpose. The Lady Observer occupied all her free time. Except no one knew she was the author of the column, and she didn't care for them to know. Instead, she simply nodded and made for the stairs. Her feet hesitated as she got to the landing and considered her options. Going up the stairs would lead her to her chamber. Walking down the hall in the opposite direction, however, would lead to the kitchen where Cook had made the most delicious pastries earlier. Violet knew well enough that Cook made more than would ever possibly be eaten in only one day. She shouldn't, she knew. Except that she could practically taste the sweet, tart strawberry jam against her tongue. Her teeth longed to press down into the flaky dough and meet the delicate crunch and pop of the sugar crystals that glittered over the top like frost. "Yes, to the kitchen," she shifted.
"I wouldn't bother."
Lord Hollingston lifted his gaze over the top of a paper he held in front of his face as he walked.
"Your mother anticipated you might be emotional over this and had Cook lock away all the pastries.